This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Most of the tongues are wagging about Nyquist. What do you know?
Well, he's undefeated, and we haven't had an undefeated Derby winner since Smarty Jones. And ironically enough, if you're looking for handicapping angles, if you're one of those people who likes a little bit of good luck, Smarty Jones drew post 13 when he won the Derby as an undefeated horse, and Nyquist drew post 13. So if you like a little angle, a little good luck charm, that might be it. Unlucky 13 might be lucky for both those horses.
13, eh? There's host Joe O'Reilly talking with John Bornstein about this week's Kentucky Derby sports talk, Kentucky Derby talk. The focus on what's going on in news talk radio starts with an overview of what's happening in sports talk radio. On this week's countdown, number 10 is that focus on sports. It's been in and out of the top 10 recently because of a lot of other things that have been going on, but we're sort of back to some sort of normalcy here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as part of the list anyway. We're going to be going in the next hour over the top 10 talk topics of the week for the week ending Friday, May the 6th. So, the first week of the fifth month of the year, you may have celebrated Cinco de Mayo, or may the force be with you. Any number of things that have happened this past week, including some political things that we'll review as we get toward the end of the hour. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, premier publication in the talk radio industry, having their annual convention in New York on the 20th of May. And meanwhile, we'll monitor talk radio programs and hosts across the country with our list. And so we've started bringing you a couple of new voices on the countdown with the number 10, the sports world. Now let's keep moving.
Number 9.
Those wildfires out in Alberta, Canada. Boy, people are concerned about that with good reason. Here's Canadian host Rene Rottenberger reporting on the cost of the wildfire, which may be the most expensive thing that's ever happened in this way in Canada.
The damage, the destruction, and the estimated cost to rebuild expected to be billions of dollars. And also, we can't ignore the personal and economic costs here. Many people, thousands of people indeed, losing everything they have.
Authorities say the flames burning in Western Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta are only getting bigger by the day. The blaze, which broke out on Sunday, has now spread to cover an area bigger than New York City. 70% of the homes in one neighborhood have been completely destroyed. One analyst at the Bank of Montreal has estimated the cost of the damage, based on potential insurance claims, to be more than $7 billion U.S. dollars. That would make this the most expensive fire disaster in Canadian history. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised full federal assistance from the air and on the ground, and more.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that in addition to the Government of Canada providing future assistance through the Disaster Financial Assistance Arrangement, the government will also be matching individual charitable donations made to the Canadian Red Cross in support of disaster relief.
The blaze has surrounded much of the city of Fort McMurray. Most of its nearly 90,000 residents have been evacuated.
Yesterday we spent the night in the parking lot behind the school, and we made contact with our friends in the morning and went over there and spent a couple of hours waiting for our kids to come from north.
Many have had to evacuate multiple times as the spreading flames threatened once safe areas. Some Albertans wanting to open up their homes have turned to Airbnb. The popular vacation rental website is connecting them with those who are in need of free accommodation. For now, high winds and high temperatures mean they won't be going home anytime soon.
Number 8.
Number 8 item is the continuing focus on the water issue in Michigan, the Flint water situation, where President Obama visited this week, kind of in a supercilious way. This is an excerpt from a conversation Scott Voorhees had on our affiliate KFAB in Omaha. Here he talks to correspondent Joe Decker about the situation in Flint, including that visit by the president.
John, you've seen the picture of President Obama lifting the glass of Flint drinking water to his lips straight from the Flint, Michigan tap. The look I see on his face as he's drinking it is not exactly a ringing endorsement of the water there in Flint.
Well, that's funny, Scott. I was there, actually, when the president did that. I was in Flint, Michigan with the president. He drank Flint, Michigan water twice. It's filtered water, so please keep that in mind, you know, in terms of making these judgments on the president. But, you know, I think that the president was there essentially over the course of 5 hours to reassure those residents who have been, you know, quite frankly, quite angry with both the federal and state government in terms of their reaction to the lead that has been in their water, their drinking water, for the past 2 years.
It was filtered Flint drinking water. It wasn't straight from the tap?
It was not straight from the tap. In fact, the president made a point of telling everyone that was in that high school where he drank that water, took a sip of that water, not to drink the water unless there is a filter attached to the spigot. And, you know, one of the things that the president made clear is that those filters are available free to the 100,000 residents of Flint, but, you know, they still have to get bottled water. And it's obviously a huge issue for children in Flint because, you know, the lead is something that is obviously very dangerous for young people.
Yeah, well, I wonder who's paying for those free filters. Was the governor of Michigan, who's a Republican, Governor Rick Snyder, was he there with the president?
He was, and it was uncomfortable because he was booed roundly. He barely was able to get through an apology that he was making to those 1,000 students at that high school because they were shouting at him as he was speaking. It was obviously an uncomfortable moment for him. I got to hand it to him. It was pretty gutsy to go there because he is not the most beloved figure right now in Flint, Michigan.
Wow. What was the president out there while the governor was being booed?
He wasn't. You know, okay. So the governor went out there a little bit earlier before the president, I'd say about 10 minutes or so before the president spoke. And so he went there out there by himself. So the president was not by his side. However, when the president made reference in his remarks to the governor, and that elicited lots of boos and shouts from those in attendance at this high school, the president, you know, said that he's trying to work with the governor to fix this problem. He said it's a problem that's not going to be fixed overnight. It's not going to be fixed in weeks or months. It's really a years that we're talking about in terms of trying to replace all of those pipes in Flint, Michigan. That's a lot of work, and it's also a lot of money, let's face it.
Yeah, the president drank some of that filtered Flint drinking water and then was talking about that federal response to the people of Michigan. What exactly did he promise them? And once again, where's that money going to come from?
Well, the money needs to be approved by Congress. So if there's any federal help that goes to the residents of Flint, Michigan, it will come because Congress has appropriated that money. The president said that he will do all he can to push for that appropriation, but obviously it's up to the appropriators in Congress to essentially put that money forward as something that would help out the residents of Flint, Michigan. Also, you know, keep in mind it's the state of Michigan that also needs to step up and do what they need to do. It's not just a federal problem. It's a state issue, quite frankly, and that's why I think the residents of Flint, Michigan lay a lot of the blame at the governor's feet.
As well they should. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 15 past the hour, number 7 up next.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear tops, just $9.99. A Ninja blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Number 7.
Number 7 item this week is our relationship with North Korea, or what the heck that little runt is doing over there. Here is Adriana Diaz reporting in North Korea as the country's first full Congress prepared to convene. Haven't done anything like that since 1980.
Our second full day here in North Korea was carefully curated to show off the country's military might. We were escorted around monuments and given history lessons about the country's weapons development program. In Pyongyang, hundreds are nailing down choreography ahead of tomorrow's meeting of the Workers' Party, the country's only party. We spent the day being shuttled around to historic sites. Our visit to a gun factory-turned-museum was a thinly veiled effort to highlight North Korea's military self-reliance. Their message, the country makes its own weapons and is packing. We were told it was here that as a child, former leader Kim Jong-il fired one of the first North Korean-made rifles. His sharpshooter-like aim was presented as absolute fact.
Comrade Kim Jong-il shot three bullets and three of them got bullseye.
They all got bullseye. Mm-hmm. And how old was he at the time?
He was 7 years old.
The 7-year-old mm-hmm. got three bullseye?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
The right to develop and bear arms is the government's top priority. With highly publicized nuclear and missile tests, North Korea wants to prove it can defend itself against its so-called enemies, like the U.S. After our tour, we returned to the Yanggakdo Hotel. It's on an island. When we're not out shooting, we spend a lot of our time working here at this hotel, which we're not allowed to leave without a government guide. It was built in the 1980s. It was at this hotel that American student Otto Warmbier was caught trying to steal a propaganda poster. In March, the 21-year-old from Ohio was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. We've been treated very well here with big smiles and warm welcomes. But that being said, the country's official newspaper referred to America this week as a chieftain of evil, fated to meet a miserable end.
All right. What can you do except laugh about something like that, right? This is the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Thank you.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our countdown is a focus on the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, which took place last weekend. Here, LA host Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray Omer, and Dave Joseph talk about the Nerd Prom, as it was called, the last White House Correspondents' Dinner for the current president.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner is known as the Nerd Prom, and inexplicably, I watched it twice on Saturday night. I know, it's really some life I've put together for myself there. But I did watch it twice, and it was even less funny the second time. Now, President Obama's pretty good at this. I didn't think it was his best appearance. I know a lot of people were
from your. What do you use and what do you recommend?
But you don't want to watch TV on it, or you want it for like Netflix?
Well, I want to be able to get anything on it.
It'll be a smart TV.
I have the box. I just want the screen itself.
Okay.
Like, there are various kinds of screens, right? LG, T, and whoever makes
LED.
Yes. That's it. Yeah. What do you have for a screen in your house, Greg?
Well, we have, I think this is a common experience for people. If you have more than one TV in your house, is you buy one from Brand X, and then you keep buying Brand X because now you know how to use the interface or have a general familiarity with it. So we use Samsung TVs in the 7 household, not for any reason other than when we were shopping, we liked the picture. And I think that's, you know, one of the most important things when shopping for a TV is, you know, you can read all you want, but at the end of the day, take something on a thumb drive that's like what you watch, a football game or a movie, and watch it on the TV.
But right? But the equipment that you have, for example, I have Fios TV, so whatever I get, whether it would be pay for or regular commercial TV, cable TV, I'm going to see that on any kind, any number, any screen. I can see anything I want on any screen.
Right, but if you focus on what you tend to watch the most. Some people mostly watch sports. Some people mostly watch news. Some people mostly watch movies. Different screens
TV
will give
shows
you.
And movies are
okay. Okay, TV shows. But take a movie that you really like and watch it on some TVs when you're shopping. Because at the end of the day, you can spend hours reading about TVs and this screen has this refresh rate and this screen. But it doesn't. At the end of the day, all that really matters is which do you like.
Right. That's a great point.
Your eyes are more important than the specs.
Mostly priced the same way. They're all pretty much in the same price point.
Yeah, I mean, when you go shopping, you'll see X number of TVs in a certain range in a 50-inch size, a 60-inch size, an 80-inch size. I have the first TV I bought was a Samsung because they had a blowout sale on Samsung. I didn't
What's
have any.
What's the size of your screen?
I have a 45-inch TV and a 55-inch TV.
All right, what do you have?
And I'm in the middle. I'm actually kind of obsessed with my TV. I used to have a Samsung flat screen, and that was nice. Then when I moved into this apartment, I bought an LG. It's an LED TV, and it's a 3D TV, and it's actual real 3D. I have been so impressed with watching 3D movies on this TV. It comes with the cool glasses and everything, and I love this TV to death.
Really?
I'm sure you probably are familiar with the LG 3D TV.
Yeah, those in hotels now a lot. Meredith has them, I think, but hers, what I like when I'm watching, for example, you see House of Cards or any of these shows, it sort of goes from what seems to be film to video, like you're in and out of the picture. It comes in two different, do you know what I'm saying? It comes across in two different textures, if that's the way I can read it, like a movie, and then sometimes like it's live, it's a live television show. So I find that to be interesting and appealing. All right, got some information to think about. Greg, thank you for being here with your expertise. As we continue, Victoria and I are going to talk about Twitter and what it told the government to do, or what it may tell the government what to do. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true. For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
It's 34 after the hour of the Good Day program. I was just busy taking care of some business, and I was being spoken to by my cohorts, my colleagues, my friends, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and they thought I was dismissing them because I wasn't paying close attention to them. But because of the distraction of all this technology around, which is what we're focused on the Good Day program now, each week at this time, we'll spend an hour, better part of an hour, talking about technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I, as the leader of the band, am trying to get focused because I need more help than you do when it comes to this sort of thing. So the fact that I had the whether it's just plain foolish. Okay, what can I do? I'm going to learn more. Audience going to learn more. Do I dare try this on my own? And I thought, yeah, let's go for it and see what happens. So there's a lot of information certainly there. A lot of things are happening. And so that's what our desire is here in this hour of the program. We'll take an hour a week to go through technology as it's changing, things that are influencing technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the things going on right now is what's happened in Austin, Texas, where Uber and Lyft have been sort of in a legal battle with the city. There's an ordinance that was passed that would require fingerprint background checks of drivers, that sort of thing. So what both Uber and Lyft said was that if this thing took place, it would make it harder for part-time drivers to get on the road, for companies to keep up with rising consumer demand. It's burdensome and unnecessary. So they've devoted, both of them, Uber and Lyft, to try to kill this thing. They've spent a couple of years, about $8 million, on a campaign, knocking on doors, calling homes, holding rallies. This has been a dispute that's gone on in L.A., Houston, and Miami as well. Part of the problem here is that Austin is a very fast city, fast in many. It's not like the typical Texas city. It's a progressive city. It is appealing to people from all over the country. There are a couple of cities in Texas. San Antonio is kind of like that as well. So it has a different feel to it than do most of the other. And I'm not saying good or bad about the rest of Texas. I would, for one, not care to live in Texas, but that's because I don't like the humidity, and I like the rolling. If you go south of Dallas, about 80 miles to Stephenville and areas like that with the great farms, beautiful country, but just for whatever the reason, I'm not a Texas guy. This is in a metropolitan area. These are problems that are developing because there is such a need for this kind of a service. Taxi cabs don't get it. Taxi drivers, taxi owners, all they want to do is fight with these guys instead of cleaning up their own act. If they had clean cabs, people could speak English, and they were service-oriented instead of just, which you get from most cab drivers still today. That's what I get when I get into a cab in New York or Los Angeles or any place else. I just stay away from them now. I got my Uber app, and I, as technologically unsung as I am, I've got a Samsung smartphone, got an Uber app. I know how to use it, and so I can get a car in 4 or 5 minutes. And that's what I want. I don't want any guff. I don't want to ride in a dirty, smelly car. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for it. But what I found out, Victoria, most of the time when I use Uber, it's the same, if not less, than getting in a cab. So,
and depending on where you are, that's exactly right. And like you said, there's a lifestyle upgrade that comes with Uber versus someone's, you know, podunk taxi company.
Right. Yep.
And you could take an hour for them to show up.
Right. So here's a I guess what we ought to do is get a little background to this. There's a fellow named Ryan Beek who works on a website called Newsy. Here he is talking about the reason fingerprinting and background checks are so important.
Uber and Lyft are calling off rides in Austin, Texas after fingerprinting alone has become an issue for the companies all over the country. In Uber's case, district attorneys in San Francisco and Los Angeles said last year they uncovered 25 drivers with criminal backgrounds. Uber has argued fingerprint-based background checks aren't necessarily more accurate, but there's another reason the company has been against the extra step. Both Uber and Lyft have struggled to classify their drivers as contractors instead of employees, a title that would be much more expensive given all the benefits, unemployment taxes, and more they'd likely have to pay. Some are arguing that asking someone to go through that extra background check would mean the company's exercising control over the person. In a broad sense, that's something legally reserved for employees, not contractors. Uber has said it will stop services in Austin starting Monday morning, but Lyft has softened its stance a bit. The company had previously said it would shut down, but is now saying it will pause operations on Monday.
All right,
that's
so
an interesting legal distinction that I never knew.
Yeah, it is an interesting distinction. Now, here's a tech reporter named Mike Dean, who is focusing here specifically on what went on in Austin.
Both Uber and Lyft got up and left when fingerprint background checks became a requirement. There was a number of incidences where some drivers did not snuck through the system, through Uber's background check system and committed to crime, sexual assault on a rider. And it turns out that that particular driver had a criminal history, and he shouldn't have made it through the system. So these are some of the concerns that are going on with the city and state local government. This is what they're grappling with, and they feel that, for the most part, that fingerprint background checks are, it should be, primary process in the vetting process.
All right, so Austin police last year had 27 reports of unwanted sexual contact in taxi cabs. And then I think there were a couple of others in what they describe as independent ride share. That's Lyft and that's Uber.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, 20 of them were Lyft and Uber rides, 20 of the 27 complaints.
Yeah. So what does that do for them? I mean, they certainly want not to have that reputation, but their business model doesn't make the full-time employee status of these people work. It doesn't. The company goes out of business. And that's what the taxi people are trying to get. They're trying to put Uber and Lyft out of business so they can go back to... this. You're never going to take the genies out of the bottle now. If it isn't Uber and it's not Lyft, it's going to be somebody else. There are all these young people coming along, understand how the software system works. And all this is a software program. They don't own anything. Uber owns nothing. Lyft owns nothing. Do you know that the value of the Uber, the business itself, valued over $5 billion around the world? Uber is worth $5 billion, and it's nothing but an office with software. That's all it is.
Yeah, there's like no overhead.
No, they don't have any cars. You know? They've got everybody. And that's why, and under the definition of the IRS code of contract workers, the people working for Uber are perfect. They fit like a glove into the definition of a contract worker. So it's perfectly legal what they're doing. If you it's like anything else. If you're a football player, you started to play in the NFL, you're acknowledging by doing that you're going to get your head beat in.
Right.
So I got no sympathy for you. If you're driving for Uber, you're expecting to get paid X number of dollars for each trip. That's it. You take care of all the rest of your business. You own the car. They don't. You have health insurance. They don't. You do whatever it is that you need to do, but they're paying you contractually. Like I would pay somebody, hire a truck to bring oil to my house. I'm paying them X number of dollars a gallon, like you're paying X number of dollars a mile for Uber to bring you to wherever you want to go. And the fact that these companies are getting away, I think it's outrageous, frankly, that the cities and towns think that they have to, or they can, in some cases, get away with it, change the definition of the IRS code to fit their own desire to play with the, I guess what amounts to the political value of the owners of the taxi cab companies. Frankly, I think it's pretty outrageous. All right, in a moment, let's talk about what Twitter has said to the U.S. intelligence community. That's coming up next. It's Tech Talk on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Not available in all states. Looking for the most exciting new franchise opportunity that's a guaranteed hit with consumers? Well, look no further. Introducing Reese & Irvy's world's first frozen yogurt vending robot. The revolutionary, high-tech, first-of-its-kind approach to frozen yogurt franchising. Imagine a fully automated robot serving up to 9 flavors of frozen yogurt and 6 delicious toppings in 60 seconds or less. These robots are a huge hit in malls, quick-serve restaurants, hospitals, theme parks, movie theaters, supermarkets, practically anywhere. Because we secure premium locations for our franchisees, and with the high profit margin, you're insured the fastest possible return on your investment. If you're looking to start your own franchise and be the first in your market to unveil this groundbreaking, revolutionary, high profit vending robot, just go to froyofranchising.com right now. So go now to froyofranchising.com and find out how we can help you secure premium locations and get started today. Locations are going fast, so act now to take part in the future of frozen yogurt. That's froyofranchising.com. Again, froyofranchising.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
47 past the hour now. This is the Good Day Tech Talk Hour, and we have, with Victoria and Kara's expertise, an overview of things that hopefully make sense. Curiosities, like Twitter saying they're going to cut off all of the U.S. intelligence agencies from a service that sifts through the output of its social media postings. So there's tension, obviously, between the feds and operations like Twitter. This is being announced, I think, I don't know if it's been publicly announced at all yet, confirmed, however, by an intelligence officer over this past weekend. The service sends out alerts of unfolding terror attacks, political unrest, other potentially important events. It's not directly provided by Twitter, but instead by Dataminer, which is a private company that mines public Twitter feeds for clients. They own, Twitter's got about 5% stake in this. So how does this fly in the face of what we thought was going on with the government and its interface with these companies anyway, Victoria?
Like with Apple, you mean? With the FBI,
well, didn't they
and
just
Apple
say,
going back and forth?
Well, not, yeah, but no, but more to the point, the NSA was told, wasn't there a Supreme Court ruling that said you can't have this information from any of these,
I think there was, yeah,
social media. So, you know, why are they still even in, why is this even still going on is my question.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think with Twitter, I think Twitter's probably the last of the social media outputs that has been in the spotlight now. You know, yeah. Apple and the FBI and the phone and the hacking into it and everything. And Twitter seems sort of innocuous in this regard, but apparently it's not.
Well,
so it's,
they've
it's
had a long-standing policy which barred third parties like Dataminer from selling its data to the government. They just said, no, you can't have it if it's for surveillance. You're just not giving it to you. So that means that Facebook is left and Instagram and maybe some of the others. But if Twitter says no, that's a pretty powerful statement. And, you know, okay, they can take you to court or try to take you to court. But what's that going to amount to?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
No, I wouldn't. My minions. Can you imagine how many tweets there are every day? Oh. We're trying to mine through
every
that
second.
Stuff? Good God. All right, 50 minutes past the hour. This is Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hour now, Tech Talk time, the Good Day program, now devoting an hour a week at least to focusing. Every day we talk about technology, but there's so much of it up there, and I say up there
in the
it's
cloud
out, it's out, it's around, everywhere.
The cloud isn't actually a cloud in the sky.
No, yeah. It's not. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a cloud. Well, as a tribute sort of to our recognition of technology, we are new to Instagram, and the poll at DougStephan.com one of the days last week asked, who do you tend to follow on these various social media sites? I thought it was interesting that 30-some-odd percent said friends and family. Another 30-some-odd percent, Victoria, said two or more either celebrities, news and information sites, other sources. So when we look at our Instagram, it's Instagram.com/GoodDayShow. Same as Facebook. Facebook, because Facebook is owned, or Facebook owns Instagram, facebook.com/good day, Twitter. So in terms of our communication, what do you find to be the most telling? Where do you get the most information about our listeners? And so if people want to share thoughts with us, how do they best do it?
Well, you can always tweet at us, and that's immediate. And then that's a constant throughout the day conversation, which I love. And Facebook as well. If people are on Facebook during the day, we're all available to be reached on Facebook, and you can comment and share your thoughts about the show. And we want to be even more interactive with the audience. So and it's been great. Now we've got our Instagram page. You can see behind the scenes pictures of how we do the show and where we do the show from. So we're just building our entire social media presence, and it's going really well. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So that's how you make your way through what we're doing. Help yourself. There's lots of different things. You find out more about the people that are actually enjoying with you the time that you spend here. In a moment, what do politics and Facebook have in common? We'll discuss that here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit sales sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And he won't stink.
All right, let's spend a minute, Victoria, talking about Facebook confirming that it will be at the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. Why is that important for them? Why can you see them doing it? Is it because Zuckerberg is a little self-conscious because he's been critical of Trump? How do you see this playing out?
I think he has been critical of Trump, and I think that it's a good move for Facebook because he basically said online, when they look at their statistics, we're talking about, looking at data behind the scenes, when they look at what people are engaged in the most and they look at posts that are political and how many people are engaged, either responding or sharing, and it's all political. So he figured, you know what, this is what our audience wants. This is where our audience is gravitating towards. So why not? So they're setting up social media lounges at the Republican National Convention, and they'll do the same at the Democratic Convention. So I think it's a good move.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
All right, so that has us all written all over it, if you will. We're trying to give you as much of a broad depth of what's going on as we can. 59.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one and suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.